This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British defense officials say Russia's assault on Kyiv has failed to make progress, but several Ukrainian cities continue to suffer heavy shelling. In an update posted on social media Wednesday, the Ministry of Defense said, quote, fighting northwest of Kyiv remains ongoing with Russian forces failing to make any significant breakthroughs, end quote. The ministry said Ukraine's air defenses were holding up against Russian aircraft, quote, probably preventing them achieving any degree of control of the air, end quote. Explosions were heard across the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv around 1 p.m. local time Wednesday. This as Ukrainian authorities announced a 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. ceasefire along several evacuation routes for civilians in besieged or occupied cities. It is unclear whether Russian forces will respect it. Previous efforts to establish safe evacuation corridors have largely failed due to attacks by Russian forces. All the corridors lead to sites elsewhere in Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a short tour of the three Baltic states aimed at reassuring the former Soviet republics that NATO will guarantee their security as Russia's war with Ukraine rolls on unabated. During a news conference after meeting with Estonian officials Tuesday, Blinken was asked if the U.S. and its allies are doing enough to protect the Ukrainian people against Russian attacks.
We brought the world together in this effort. 141 countries stood up at the United Nations, condemning the aggression and supporting Ukraine. And in the days and weeks ahead, working closely with our allies, we will step up the support that we're providing, the efforts to help Ukraine defend itself, and to support its people.
This is VOA News. A report to the UN Human Rights Council says October's military coup in Sudan has dealt a heavy blow to that country's fledgling democracy, which might be difficult to reverse. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In a presentation of the report, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet deplored the stark reversal of progress toward democratic rule that had been made since former President Omar al-Bashir was ousted in April 2019. She said October's military coup once again has plunged Sudan into profound crisis. Since then, she said, a wide range of human rights violations have occurred with total impunity.
The repeated use of excessive force by security forces persists. Live ammunition and offensive weapons such as machine guns and shotguns have been used directly against protesters, in clear breach of international law.
The report documents numerous violations perpetrated by security forces, including attacks on hospitals, medical facilities, and healthcare workers. It describes a pattern of arbitrary arrests and detention targeting prominent protest organizers and demonstrators. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Islamic State suicide bomber who killed 64 people at a Shiite mosque in northwest Pakistan last week was an Afghan exile who returned home to train for the attack, police said Wednesday. There have been warnings Afghanistan could become a recruiting ground and staging post for militants since the Taliban returned to power last year following the hasty withdrawal of U.S.-led forces. A juror in New York in the trial of British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell says he regrets not disclosing he was sexually abused as a child, AP's Ed Donahoe reports. Donahue reports.
The man is identified as juror number 50.
You feel relieved that you were able to speak to the judge and get that off your chest?
He didn't speak outside, but in court he said the non-disclosure during jury selection was the biggest mistake of his life, but he didn't lie to get on the jury. Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted in December of helping the late financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse multiple teenage girls. The judge must decide what happens next. Maxwell's sister Isabel was in court.
We must wait for the court decision. But a full, impartial jury is the very basis of the criminal justice system, and it must be preserved.
Sentencing is set for June. Maxwell's lawyers want a new trial. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Texas man has been convicted of storming the U.S. Capitol last year with a holstered handgun. It's a milestone victory for federal prosecutors and the first trial among hundreds of cases arising from last year's riot. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.